Okay, we're starting with the Mishnah on Pei Daled Amud Aleph. The first Mishnah discussed those items or the qualifications for items that imalu lo yerdu. If they go up on the Mizbech, they don't come down. Now, the Mishnah is going to discuss those items that even if they go up, they do come down. So the Mishnah says, elu imalu lo yerdu. These items, if they go up, do not come down, which is halan, hayotze, vihatamei, nishchat chutz lizmano, v'chutz limkomo, shekiblo psulim v'zarku adamo. So these are items which we'll call sulo v'kodesh. Something went wrong in their kedusha. One is alan, something that stayed overnight that shouldn't have passed its time. I would say something went out the boundaries in which it's supposed to be contained. Tamei, something that became tamei. Nishchat chutz lizmano, something that was nishchat with a machshava to do some sort of achilat, adam or mizbeach, outside of the time frame it's supposed to be done in. And the same with chutz min koma, outside of the machshava, to do it outside of the location that it was supposed to be done. Shkiblo psulim, or the dam was had, a couple of dam by someone who was not a kohen, someone wasn't qualified, vizarku adamo, and they did the zrikat adam. Rabbi Yehud Omer, shnishchat balayla, v'nishbach dama, v'yatsa adama chutz l'klayim, Rabbi Yehuda says these three items, if they are done, they're no good, and no good to the point where even if they went on the Mizbeach, they have to be taken down. The first one is Nishchat Balayla. If the Shechita was done at night, we know that the Vodah, the Mikdash, is only during the day. So here, if you did Shechita at night, it's Posel, but Posel to the point that you, even if it was up on the Mizbeach, you bring it down. Nishbach Dama, or the blood spilled before there was any Zrikat Adam that was done with it. That was no good, and therefore, even if it's put on the Mizbeach, you take it back down. And then, Vayatza Duma Chutz L'Klayim, is if the dam was taken outside of the Azara, outside of the framework or location where it has to be. In all of those cases, Imalta Tered. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Tered. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says all of these items, if they went up, they stay on. Shir Rabbi Shimon Omer, here's the principle, Kosev Suloba Kodesh. Any soul that happens in Kodesh, a Kodesh mikablo, then Kodesh accepts it. Loya psulo v'kodesh, if it's pasul or psul was not in Kodesh, ein hakodesh mikablo, then the Kodesh does not accept it, or the Mizbeach is not collated. What is psulo v'kodesh? Rashi here says, as he said throughout the Masechta, mishabat lazara nifsala, something, the psul was caused only after the Kodesh reached the Azara. That's Rashi's definition. Tosvos, throughout the Masechta, also disagrees with Rashi. Over here, he just references you back to the other Tosafot that say this. But he says, number one, it has to be a psul that's after Shechita. And number two, it has to be something that is has a hechsher somewhere else in Kodesh. Somewhere else in Kodesh, we find that this item is okay. It's unique to this item that is psul. And therefore, or there are other items in Kodesh where we could allow this to happen. And that is what it means, psulo b'kodesh. As opposed to, loya psulo b'kodesh is something that's either never mutar, or something that applies even to behemot chulin, that has an application by behemot chulin. Ve'elu, shelo haya psulan b'kodesh. So here's the list of those items that are not psulan b'kodesh. And as Tosafot points out, these aren't exclusive or extensive lists. There are items that are left out of another these lists. But here's a general list of those items. Haroveya, vanyirba, so an animal that performed or had performed with it bestiality. Vamukze, animal that was designated for avodah zarah. Vneavad, an animal that was worshipped. Vaitnan, an animal that was exchanged for the services of a zona. Vamechir, here's mechir kelev, and that was sold or exchanged for a dog. Vakil ayim, a mixed breed. Vatrefa, something that is a trefa. Vayotze, dolphin, and that was born not through the natural birth canal, but rather a C-section. Ubale mumin, or something that has a mum in it. Rabbi Akiva machshir by Bale Mumim. We've seen this Rabbi Akiva before. Rabbi Akiva's machshir by Bale Mumim. That if the alu lo yerdu, and we saw that the Amoraim, the Gemara narrowed Rabbi Akiva's position to be only about the mumim that are kasher by ofot, but psulim by behema. So these are a narrow set, like dokin shibayin. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kanui Omer, doche haya abed Bale Mumim agabe mizbeach. My father used to knock off those types of balei mumim, they were put on mizbeach, he used to push them off. Kashem shim alu lo yardu. Just like if they go up on the mizbeach, they're not taken down. Kachim yardu, if they came down or they came off the mizbeach lo yalu, then you don't return them onto the mizbeach. V'kulan shalu chayim l'rosh mizbeach. Any kodesh that was taken up alive to the top of mizbeach, yardu, you take it back down. Ola shalta chayal l'rosh mizbeach tered. Mula that went alive up to the top of Mizbeach, you bring it back down, and you do all the avodah down on the floor of the Azara. But if Shachta, he ended up shechting it there up on the top of Mizbeach, then Barosh Mizbeach, you have Shit v'inatcha bimkoma. Then you don't bring it back down, you do the rest of the avodah right there, which is you skin it, and then you break it down into Evarim on the spot where it was shechted. Alright, Tosfos here, it makes, just on the Chutz Kimkomo, makes a distinction. He says, Tema, the Perek Todah Amrinan, Chatat Sheshachta Chutz Kimkomo, Chatat that is done, Shechita with Chutz Kimkomo, Rava Amar Tered, it's brought down. Even though our Mishnah claims that that is Psula B'Kodesh, and it does not have to be brought down. So Rabbeinu Tam in that Gemara is Goreis the word Todah and not Chatat. Tosu says, I don't know, why does that help? I don't know why that helps. Then he says, V'yesh lomar. He draws a distinction, which is a very interesting distinction. He says, the whole shiny Todah, V'kodshim kalim. Todah is kodshim kalim. V'leka mi'ila be'emurim mikam izrika. And therefore, the emurim don't take on a status of being kodesh to the point where you are mo'el in them until after zrikat adam. So therefore, if you do shechita chutzlim komo on this, lo matira zrika l'mi'ila. Therefore, the Zrika never turns the Emurim into Emurim of Mi'ilah. But Kach Tered, that's why it comes back down. That you're missing Zrika, which is very important to a Todah. On the other hand, Chutzlis Mano, you don't take down because Chutzlis Mano works enough that it's Meratzah to make you Chayev Karet in that instance. So therefore, the Zrika the Dam does have significance. In our case over here, we're talking about Kochi Kodashim. And therefore, even if you have a machshev to chutz l'mkomo, lo tered. The zrika chasira inkapeda. The lo mahanim ide. The zrika doesn't change the status of the emurim that are going to end up on the mizbeach, as opposed to kochim kalim, which the whole matir, the whole way to get the emurim on the mizbeach is through the zrika. And if there's a psul in the zrika, maybe the emurim shouldn't go, or if they shouldn't go on the mizbeach, or if they do end up, we take them down. That it will not be true of kochim kodashim. It's important to distinction that Tosus makes between Kodshim Kalim and Kodshim Kodoshim, and he says that the idea here that Chutzlim Komo im ala lo tered only has application by Kodshim Kodoshim, not by Kodshim Kalim. That's not true of Chutzlis Mano. Chutzlis Mano even applied to Kodshim Kalim, because Chutzlis Mano does have a certain aspect of Ritzui and Itzirika, because it makes you Chayev Karet for Pigul in that instance. So since it's enough to do that, it's also enough to make the Emurim Ra'ui L'Mizbeach. But Chutzlim Komo that doesn't have that aspect, by Kodshim Kalim, it would make it Pasul and Tered, not Imalta Lo Tered. Right, so now the Gemara begins. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zot hi ha'ola. So this is the three words in the Pasuk that are going to be considered or classified for a miyut, which is the Pasuk that we used yesterday there. Zot Torah Tola, hi ha'ola, magdak al-mizbeach kol ha'layla. So Zot, hi, and the ola, the second ha'ola there, are all miyutim. Harielu, gimel miyutim. Each one's a miyut. Prat, the nishkata b'laylo, the nishpach tama, shiatzat dama, chutz the claim. The three things that Rabbi Yehuda mentions in our Mishnah, that imaltate raid, if they go up, they come back down. Those are from the three miutim in the pasuk. So of these, shimtate raid, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ola, inli al ola k'shera. From the pasuk, it says ola, it sounds like the only thing that if it went up, you don't bring down is an ola k'shera, minay in the rabot. How do I know to include all these other items? The three things that Rabbi Yehuda says do come down. Ve'alan, which we mentioned in our Mishnah, v'yotzei v'atamei, v'shinishchat chutz lizmano, v'chutz limkomo, v'shikiblo plusulim, v'zarku adamo. So all of these were items that we mentioned in the Mishnah, that's why I'm running through them. Now these are items in addition to our Mishnah, nitanim lamata, shinatnan lamalo. Nitan lamata, those that should have been put on below, like an ola, an asham, shlamim, which are shtayim shein arba, that go below, shnatan the malo, that you put it on top of the mizbeach, on the karnot, or above the chudasikra, ulamalo, or a chatat, which requires the blood be put above shenatan the mato, that are placed below the chutz ikra, v'anitanim b'chutz shenatan b'fnim, blood that should have been on the mizbeach chitzon, and instead you placed it on the mizbeach pnimi, or the other way around, blood that should have been on the mizbeach pnimi, shenatan b'chutz, on the outside mizbeach, u'pesach v'chatat sheshachtan shelo lishman, Pesach and Chatat that have a requirement in order for the Korban to be kasher, you have to do it lishmo. You ended up doing it shelo lishmo. Minayin, that any one of these items, if they went on the Mizbeach, you don't bring them back down, because they're psula b'kodesh. Tamalomar, Torat ha'ola, riba, Torah achat cholulim. Torah ha'ola teaches that there's one Torah to all those that go up, shimalu, lo yerdu. If they end up on the Mizbeach, they're not brought back down. Yocho she'ani mirabe haroveya v'hanirbo. So I would have thought, once I do that, I say everything goes up. Then maybe also over here, you could say any item, including roveya, nirba, mukzeh, v'nevad, v'etnan, mechir, klilayim, v'treifav, yotzei dofen. All those mentioned in our Mishnah that imalu, yerdu, maybe they should also be included. Tamalomar, zot. So zot is a miut. So only these and not others. How do you know to distinguish between these two? How come some of them you include and some of them you do not include? After the pasuk includes some things and excludes others, I'll include those that the psul happened b'kodesh. And I exclude the others that their psul did not happen b'kodesh. So that'll be the distinction, the same distinction that our Mishnah draws. That'll be the distinction of Rabbi Shimon. The ribui comes from Zot Torah Torah, Torah Chat Chol Olim. Everything that goes up stays up. Right? And that was a Machlokas Rashi and Tosafot earlier as to what is the reason that once it's up there, it stays up there. Tosafot said it's because Zot Torah Torah, that Olah Torah Chat Chol Olim, mean once it's up, we leave it up there. That's what it sounds like from the Pasuk, because that's the Torah Chat Chol Olim. Whereas Rashi says it comes through the word he, behaviyato tehei. Tosus rejected Rashi because he says he is a miut. And we just saw that in Rabbi Yehuda's position. This is the proof of Tosus against Rashi. Is here the Gemara uses in Rabbi Yehuda's position, zot hi aula, he, there's used as a miut and not a riboy. Whereas Rashi in the beginning of the parak is using he as a riboy, behaviyato tehei, that everything should stay up there. So Tosus says, I don't understand. Here we see in our Gemara that he is used as a miut. The other thing to note here is, why does Rabbi Yehuda say these three items? He has three miutim. How did he pick these three items to be mamayit? So Rashi claims over here, he says, Mistaver tahani mamayit shepsulan lifnei zrika. Because these three items have a psul that happens before zrika tadam. Zrika tadam being the key threshold for kapara. Zrika tadam is the most important part of the korban. That's the item that is makhshir, it's the item that makes the balim yotzei. That's the key element of the korban is zrika tadam. So he says, I'll pick the three things, like nishkata v'layla, nishpachtama, and yatzad dama chutz l'klayim. All the things that happened prior to zrika tadam, I'll be posel those from the three mi'utim. And that's what Rashi claims is the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda's choice of these three items as the items to exclude over here. Tosus, on the other hand, says that the items that are included by Rabbi Yehuda or excluded Rabbi Yehuda, he says Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Shimon that everything else, we'll see that in a second, but that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that everything Rabbi Shimon is machshir, Rabbi Yehuda is also machshir, he only excludes these three items. So why did he pick those other three other items like Rabbi Shimon? Why does he agree to Rabbi Shimon's position? Is mistaber l'rabot hanitfei mishum de meshkach luhu hechshera. We find hechsherin, a hechsher in all these other items somewhere else in Kodesh. Somewhere else in Kodesh we find, and we're going to go through that list in a minute, we find a heksher for them. But the items that are mentioned here, nishkata b'layla, nishpachta man, yitzayta machutz l'klayim, we don't find a heksher anywhere else in Kodeshim for them. And therefore, those are the three that we're ma'it, but Rabbi Yehuda will agree to the rest of the items that Rabbi Shimon includes. He will also agree to the items that he excludes. Like for instance, a roveya v'nirba, lo tzricha miyuta. He doesn't need a miyut for that. Rabbi Yehuda, we don't need a miyut, meaning that's obvious, that's clear that those are excluded. You only need a miyut for something that would otherwise have been a psula b'kodesh that he excludes. And those are the three things that he mentions over here. So now the Gemara says, what about Rabbi Yehuda's position? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, ma'iti la mihocha. He learns from this. Mipnei ma'amru lan bidam kasher. How come we say by lan bidam, down that was left overnight, if it went up on the mizbeach, then it's kasher afterwards? Shrei lan kasher be'emurim. Because if emurim are left overnight, they're also kasher. Lan be murim kasher. Why are murim kasher when you leave them overnight? Sherei lan kasher bebasar. Because if you leave basar, then it's also kasher. Meaning that, what's lan bebasar? Lan bebasar is if you leave meat overnight from a korban, it's still kasher in the morning. In what instance is that true? That's true by shlamim. It's true by any korban that's eaten shnei yamim b'layla echad. It's eaten shnei yamim b'layla echad. It's left overnight. That basar is still kasher the next morning. Well, since we find by basar that something is left overnight, that's okay. So too by lan be'murim. Even though technically a murim have to be put on the same day as the korban is brought at that night, nevertheless, since we find by the basar such a heter, we'll say the same is true by the emurim. And since we find that true by the emurim, we'll say the same thing by the dam. The question, right, so the obvious question, which the Gemara will ask in a second, is how do you learn something mehechshero, lolo hechshero? How are you learning something when it's totally mutar, like leaving the basar shlamim overnight, where you did absolutely nothing wrong? Of course you can leave it overnight. How can you extend that to emurim and dam, where it's clearly inappropriate to leave them overnight? Something that is behechshero, how can I teach you about lo behechshero? So that the Gemara will ask that question in a second. Yotzei, and here is the same question you're going to have here again, is Yotzei. How come Yotzei is okay? She Yotzei kasher bebama. By bama, Yotzei is also kasher. So since there are no framework, there is no boundaries when it comes to a bama, and Yotzei is not relevant there. So over here, Yotzei, even the shalt Allah, lo teireid, because even though it's problematic now with us when you have the Mikdash, nevertheless there was a point in time where it wasn't problematic. And again, you ask the same question is, by bama it's totally mutar, over here it's not. Tamei, here, these are much simpler. We have two mahutra b'tzibur when it comes to the karbanot. So over there we find heter the tuma. Chutz l'zmano, hol meratzel l'pigulo. Chutz l'zmano works in terms, and we just spoke about this in the Tosafot, that chutz l'zmano works enough to make you chayav karet. So there's some sort of ritzui in the zrika d'dam. Therefore also, if it's Allah, lo tereid. Chutz l'mgamo, holo b'itkish l'chutz l'zmano. Chutz l'mgamo also will be okay because there's a hekish between chutz l'mgamo and chutz l'zmano. They learn out of the same pasuk, or even possibly the same words, because of Enu Inyan, the Chutzes Mano, Tnei Oli Chutzim Kamo. Therefore, that Hekesh tells you, just like the Chutzes Mano, it's enough of a Ritzu, so to the Chutzim Kamo. Shekiblo Psulim, Vzarku Adamo. Case of Kabbalat Psulim and the Zrikat Adam, Bahanak Psulay, the Chazalu Lavadat Zibur. We're talking about Psulim that would otherwise be Ra'oi Lavadat Zibur. They're Psulim, but there are instances where they would be Kashir. For instance, a Kohen Tamei. A Kohen Tamei who is precluded from doing Avodah, yet if it was Avodat Zibur and he did it, it'd be Meratzeh, or if it was Tumah Hujra B'Tzibur, he would be allowed to do the Avodah in that case. So those are cases where the Isser is suspended, so therefore also here, when the Isser is not suspended, we'll say that's enough of a reason to put them on the Mizbech. If they go on the Mizbech, don't take them back down. Now, I might ask the question, Tzvi, that you asked. How can you learn things that are totally mutar to things that aren't mutar? How do you learn from Basar to Emurim? How do you learn from Bama to the Mikdash? The Tana, Azot Torah Ta'olah Riba Samechle. The Tana is really relying on Zot Torah Ta'olah. The Riboy is the same Riboy of Rabbi Shimon, and he relies on that Riboy. The Kra is a Nesmachta of some sort. Rashi calls it Asmachta Milte. He relies on that to create this distinction, and therefore the key element is not the Limud. The limud that this was mutar here, and now therefore it should be mutar here, that's not the key element. We have Zot Torah Ta'olah, which comes to include everything. Now you want to establish through logic those things that you should include, then we use this logic to tell us which things should be included and not included. So it doesn't have to be a foolproof logic, because it's not a full-fledged limud. We don't learn out Yotzei is kasher over here. All we're learning is that everything's kasher. How do I know what items are included, what are excluded? And then I come from the logic that I'm explaining over here, something that has behechshero, something that we can find other places that are mutar, even if it's not mutar today, even if it was by a bama, even if it's by basar that we're trying to apply to emurim. So even though it's not a full-fledged or full-proof logic, nevertheless, it's enough of a reason to say that these are included under the ribuy of the pasuk and not excluded. The one thing that we don't have here, which is interesting, is Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, as well as afterwards, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yotzei b'dam is pasul. When you take dam outside, it's pasul. Well, why don't you say the same thing that you do by basar? We just said over here that lan b'basar is mutar. Therefore, lan b'murim is okay, and then lan b'dam is okay. If you put them on the mizbeach, lo tereid. Why don't you say the same thing by dam by yotzei? Yotzei b'basar is not problematic. So let's say, because by bama, so say the same thing by yotzei b'murim and yotzei b'dam. Yet, Rabbi Yehuda, one of the three things he's memayit is yotzei b'dam. How come we don't say that? So Rashi says, aval yotzei b'dam posel Rabbi Yehuda, The nafkalei talate psule mi milta miute. He has a miut for it. That's why. Umistabra the miute yotze the dam. That it says makes more sense, or it makes sense to exclude yotze the dam, as Rashi said before, because those are things that are lifnei zrika. Those are things that happen lifnei zrika tadam, and therefore it makes sense. Tosos here takes up the issue, why is it that dam should be different over here? What's unique about dam that Rabbi Yehuda would exclude dam versus the other items? Again, he's fishing around to understand why dam should be unique versus other items. So he says, Rabbi Yishlomar, the hechsher dam chamur, that dam is much more stringent, lo yofinu mi bama, therefore we can't learn out of a bama, im lo nimtza lo hechsher bifnim, we didn't find it inside. V'yod Yishlomar, the bama mahave behechshero, v'avagav demimurim yofin and shlo behechshero mehechshero, but even though by Imurim we use Bama as a limud, they reboot Tarat, Mio Badama Matir lo yofinan. Badam, which is a Matir, there we will not learn it. Rashi suggests that the issue is that it's Lifnezrika. It also suggests that Dam is a Matir. Dam is more Chamur. And therefore we're not going to take it for granted that just because it's done on the Bama, it's okay to do it over here on Bifnim. By Dam, you're going to require specific Heter Bifnim in order to do it, versus Imurim and Basar, which are things that you will not require it. So Tosus claims that Dam is more Chamur, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn it over here. Versus Rashi, who seems to say that it's Lifnei Zrika, which is a key threshold, and therefore that's why Rabbi Yehuda picks those to be Pusel. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hashochet Behema Balaila Bifnim. Someone does a Shrita Behema at night, inside. Behela Bachutz, and then he brings them outside. He's Maledem Bachutz Chayav. Lo, Tehei Pachuta, Mishochet Bachutz, Umale Bachutz. Should be no worse than a situation where a person does Shchitat Chutz and Halat Chutz. We know that the Torah is mechayiv an individual who does shchitat kodshim b'chutz and does halat kodshim b'chutz. Either one of those items, you're chayav for both of them, both for the shchita and the maleh b'chutz. So why is shchita at night in the mikdash or in the azara, which Rabbi Yehuda says a malat teireid? If you put it up in the mizbeach, you take it down. I mean, it's not ra'ui the pnim. It's not ra'ui the mizbeach. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan says it should be chayav for halat chutz when you do shchita b'fnim. Why? Because what happens when you do shchita outside, you take the kochim totally outside, you do shkita there. That shkita also makes the animal not ro'ui lipnim. Nevertheless, you're chayav when you're malei otan b'chutz. Why should this be any worse, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Why should this be any worse than a situation when you actually do the full-fledged shkita outside? So, meitiv Rabbi Chir Bavin. Rabbi Chir Bavin challenged this statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Ashochet of bifnim, umale b'chutz patur. Someone has shkita and an oaf inside of the mikdash, which is inappropriate. You should be doing malika inside. Umala b'chutz, and then he does it, he's makrivit b'chutz, he's patur. On the other hand, shachat b'chutz, if you take an oaf, and you do shchita on that oaf outside the mikdash, umala b'chutz, chayav. You're chayav. Well, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, neima, lo tei b'chuta mishochet umala b'chutz. Why is shchita bifnim any worse than shchita b'chutz? Tiyufta. Based on your logic, Rabbi Yochanan, that doing shchita outside is no worse than doing shchita, inappropriate shchita in the azara, then you should also be chayav for male b'chutz and oaf that had shchita bifnim. Yet we see that that's not the case. So how come your logic should work by behema? By behema, you're suggesting that shchita b'chutz, male b'chutz is chayav. So certainly shchita b'layla bifnim, which is problematic according to Yehuda, that should still be a problem of male b'chutz, because it's no worse than the shchita b'chutz. Whereas this tiyuf, that's a big problem. This undermines the logic of Rabbi Yochanan. Ibaitema, another possibility is that shchita of bifnim mital katle. You do shchita bifnim, lo shaycha shchita bifnim. There is no such concept of shchita inside. Lo b'chulin v'lo b'kodshim. Doesn't matter. Kodshim doesn't matter. Chulin, shchita doesn't work in the mikdash. There is only malika. And therefore, as Rashi, I just read you the Rashi, Tosfos also says, hilkav like hitis rosho. It's like he pulled his head off. Lo dami the shchita at laila. It's not like shchita at laila. You're still doing shchita, but you did it at night. The psul is night, not the shchita. Over here by the oaf, the problem is the shchita itself. The shchita itself is not viewed as a proper or way to create hechsher by the oaf. And therefore, it's going to be pasul. Even when you take it outside, because it's as if you just popped its head off, it's as if you killed it without doing any appropriate shchita, malika, it's irrelevant. And therefore, when you go male b'chutz, you'll be patur. That's not true by the behema. When you do shchita at night, you did a shchita on the behema, you just have to do it at night. So the night is the problem, not the shchita, and therefore male b'chutz, Rabbi Yochanan's logic will stand and will say that male b'chutz is chayav, even though the shchita bifnim is not ra'ui lipnim. Okay, we'll stop over here.